Welcome to Martin Hewlett's Calming Anxiety Podcast, a blend of mindfulness, meditation, and guided hypnosis. In today's show, 15 minutes of gratitude. But during that relaxed part of this session, we'll just be thinking about all that we have in our lives, comparing ourselves to where we used to be and where we want to be. Before we start, do come over to the YouTube channel and subscribe there for more visual content, or download the Calming Anxiety app for Android and iOS. There's a link in the show notes. And why not check out our beautiful new website, www.calminganxiety.net. Now find your quiet place, all to yourself, where you won't be disturbed. A moment of tranquility for the soul. Close your eyes and focus all your attention on every breath. Be aware of every minute sensation as you breathe in, feeling the air flowing in through your nostrils, down through the back of your nose, flowing onwards down your windpipe to fill up your lungs with life. Feel truly how your chest and lungs expand to draw in the air. Be aware of the transition, the pause between the in and the out breath. And then when you breathe out, imagine every moment of stress, every anxious thought simply melting away, drifting far from your body, to leave your thoughts still and calm. Every out-breath just sinking down deeper and deeper now, in a wonderful state of natural trance, understanding each breath like never before. Be aware of the hypnotic rise and fall of every breath. As you relax now, deeper and deeper, just feel every muscle fiber letting go of the tension as you float down further and further. And even if your thoughts wander, should those random daydreams pop into your attention, or you simply find your thoughts wandering, just acknowledge this. It's perfectly natural. It's part of being human. But when you're ready, slowly bring your thoughts back to focusing on the rise and fall of every breath. As you still continue to drift ever deeper into this wonderful, calm state of trance, just you, your breathing, and the sound of my voice. As you relax and unwind, floating ever deeper, beautiful mind. I wonder if you could imagine a beautiful place to relax, maybe your favorite holiday destination, a memory, woodland, a beach, whatever you choose in your mind will be perfect just for you. Bring your thoughts there now. Imagine yourself sitting or lying down in this magical place of change, deep within in your thoughts. And as always, on every out-breath, you relax even deeper within your mind. And the imagination becomes stronger. Maybe be aware of any sounds, the passing of a gentle breeze, the sensation of sunshine against your skin, whatever you have chosen. Increase the realism with every out-breath. As you float down even deeper, and your mind shows you this magical place of change, where your thoughts and feelings are safe. Relax and drift. Every out-breath, letting you drift deeper and deeper into this blissful state. Be aware of the beauty of the surroundings within your mind now, in your magical place, this safe area where you can bring your thoughts whenever you need time out or a moment to recharge your mental batteries. Building that aura of confidence. And as we relax, as we drift gently through time, making time for you, we'll think about gratitude. We all go through moments in our life where we feel we have nothing. Maybe we feel hard done by. In the Western world, it is so easy to look on social media at all that others may have or pretend to have. And for those that are less fortunate, that live in less opulent areas on our beautiful planet, they have even more to look forward to think what they haven't got. And there lies the issue. When we change that thought of what we haven't got, but value and reflect on what we have got, we become rich within ourselves. To be aware, to understand being sentient. I have met the poorest of people in African countries who were happier and more positive than most of the people I come into contact with in a European country. And this speaks volumes about gratitude, about how we value ourselves, what our needs are, and why we would covet so many material items. If you have health, you are wealthy. If you have a roof over your head, shelter and warmth, you are wealthy. If you have a family that surrounds you with laughter, then you own your universe. For those of us who have gone through periods of darkness, alone, failing with hope, I take solace in looking for those small miracles that surround us daily. Walking in the rain at night, listening to the drips, feeling the wind, understanding my place, how finite it is, how small and insignificant life truly is in the expanse of our universe. I am then grateful for feeling the cool rain against my face, for being able to take a breath, for being able to walk, see and hear. When we appreciate the small miracles, that is life, that is our life and our perceptions, we can become grateful for the small things that surround us. Do not covet expensive cars or goods. They say more about you in a negative way than you can imagine. Learn to be happy within your skin first, then serve those around you and spread your wisdom and thoughts in an impartial way. Understand, you are unique. You are so individual in your own right. Be happy and proud to be you. Be grateful for this journey you're on. To be aware of your thoughts, of your own expectations, is a gift. By being aware, you can make changes, plans, positive habits to be the best version of yourself ever. With these thoughts, relax, take a deep in-breath now, stretch out your muscles, eyes open, enjoy the day, be aware, and above all, spread kindness.